The Great Molasses Flood, a disaster that reads like a surreal event from a dystopian novel, was as real as it was strange and catastrophic. Few incidents demonstrate the unpredictable nature of man-made disasters as dramatically as this one, which took place in Boston, Massachusetts, on an unusually warm January day in 1919. The molasses disaster highlighted the severe repercussions of disregarding safety protocols in urban development, revealing significant weaknesses in industry standards, and spurred reforms aimed at averting future incidents of a similar nature. The central object in this catastrophe was a colossal storage tank situated in Boston's busy North End. Created by the Purity Distilling Co., owned by U.S. Industrial Alcohol, it was designed to house molasses, a key ingredient in numerous industrial products, including alcohol, munitions, and even domestic goods like rum. With the advent of World War I, the demand for molasses skyrocketed. In order to capitalize on this increased demand, Purity Distilling constructed a massive tank, 50 feet tall and 90 feet in diameter. The tank was filled with over 2.3 million gallons of molasses, which was imported from the Caribbean and processed into alcohol. As the tank was rapidly filled, the necessary safety checks and balances were overlooked by the company. Numerous reports suggested that the tank was structurally unsound, with locals reporting that it would shudder and groan under the weight of the thick, viscous fluid. Despite these alarming signs, production continued at a steady pace. On January 15, 1919, disaster struck. The molasses tank burst, and a 15-foot wave of the dense, sticky liquid thundered through the streets at an estimated 35 miles per hour, leading to the immediate loss of 21 lives and injuring nearly 150 others. Buildings were swept off their foundations. Several homes were destroyed, and people, horses, and vehicles were carried away in the destructive wave. Cleanup efforts continued for many weeks, and the smell of molasses reportedly lingered in the city for months. In the aftermath, the judicial system took an important role. As family members tried to make sense of the sudden loss of their loved ones, outrage ignited over the gross negligence of Purity Distilling and their parent company, U.S. Industrial Alcohol. A legal battle ensued, resulting in one of the longest and most complex inquests in Massachusetts history, lasting over 6 years. In 1925, the court found U.S. Industrial Alcohol guilty of negligence. As a result, they were mandated to pay $628,000 in damages, worth almost $9 million today. This case was pivotal in American legislation, leading to stricter regulation of businesses and their industrial processes, and serving as a crucial impetus for zoning laws and building codes. The Great Molasses Flood was an oddity, a tragic episode in the history of industrial disasters. But as is often the case with such calamities, it brought about significant change. Concrete regulations were established, and companies were held more accountable for their actions. This event, however grim, eventually gave birth to policies that have saved countless lives since, making industry safer for workers and the public alike. Thus, the Great Molasses Flood serves as a poignant reminder of the inherent dangers of unchecked industrial progress and the vital importance of regulatory oversight in protecting public safety.